Well, good morning, church. Well, my name is Mark, and I'm a pastor here at McCabe, and as we gather for worship, we're mindful that we are stronger and better together. This morning, we're also mindful that the Spirit is moving and stirring and alive right here among us this morning. Well, you may have seen this cartoon, I don't know, Dennis the Menace. He's sitting in church with his family. It's time for the offering, and the pastor introduces the offering, saying, "Will the owner of this piggy bank please stop passing it around with a collection plate?" At this point, the pastor has Dennis's full attention. Dennis's parents, one on each side, they're locked in on Dennis too. I chuckle when I first saw this cartoon, and then as I thought about it, this cartoon begins to get at the core of the human condition, doesn't it? Sometimes it's a lot easier to think about getting more than giving more. When we're born, we're born with clenched fists. It's called the Palmer reflex. It's important for developing our fine motor skills for holding and grabbing and hanging on to things. And this is what this Dennis the Menace cartoon starts to bring out. At the core of our human condition, we wrestle with our desires. We want to grab and to get and to hang on instead of giving and sharing what God has given us. And yet as followers of Jesus, we're called to be people of extravagant generosity. We're called to make a difference for the purpose of Jesus. I share this because today as we continue to work our way through the seven deadly sins, we've thought about pride and sloth. We've thought about envy and anger. Today we're thinking about greed. Today we're thinking about how greed can separate us from God. How greed can harm our relationships with the people around us. Let's pray. Well, powerful and passionate, merciful God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations this morning, may the meditations on each of our hearts, God, may they be acceptable in your sight. You alone are the one who is our rock. You alone are our Redeemer. Amen. Well, you may be aware it is Super Bowl Sunday today, right? In the United States, some of the kids' eyes got big when they heard 100 million people would be watching the game. 100 million. Some are watching for the football. Some are watching for the advertisements, right? Maybe some are watching for both. Did you know that this year a 30-second Super Bowl commercial costs about $5 million? $5 million. Companies want to reach us and appeal to us. They want to make us want. They want to make us think we need more and more. Advertising tries to tap into our God-given desires and our creativity. Advertising wants to move us further to feeling a need for something. It's a need, whether it's a necessary need or whether it's a made-up or a manufactured need. God creates us to desire. And so our challenge is to balance this God-given good desire with what can become a slippery slope and turn into greed. In the Buddhist tradition, Buddhists teach that desire is bad. They try to squash out desire. But as followers of Jesus, we don't want to squash our God-given desires. As Willimon writes, Christians want to flame our desires. We want our desire to be, well, we just want our desires to be directed at the right and the worthy object. In other words, we're talking about the first commandment. God saying, you shall have no other gods before me. Desiring God, worship God above all else. The disciple Judas, he struggled with this principle. He struggled with desire and greed. Hear what it sounds like in the Gospel of Matthew as Judas sells out Jesus. It's in Matthew 26. Judas agrees to betray Jesus.
Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, went to the leading priests and asked, "How much will you pay me to betray Jesus?" And they gave him 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, Judas began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus.
Friends, I don't know about you, but sometimes I find myself looking down on Judas. I'm offended at how he caved, how he gave into his greed and his temptation. 30 pieces of silver. I mean, we can find all different kinds of values, but maybe a couple hundred, maybe a couple thousand bucks to sell out Jesus. And then I look in the mirror. And I wonder, how am I betraying Jesus today? I look in the mirror, and instead of being offended at Jesus, at Judas, I cringe. I realize that maybe I should be offended at my own greed and my own actions. How are my God-given desires being corrupted by my desire for me and myself and mine? We are created by God to have desires. God has given us the ability to create and to appreciate creation. God has given us nature and art and things that make life more comfortable and more beautiful. These are gifts from God. And so we have to wrestle with the balance, with finding the balance between beautiful and God-given gifts and greed. Greed is the deadly sin that turns good things into deadly sin. So James Ogilvie writes, he writes that greed turns love into lust. Greed turns leisure into sloth, gluttony, or hunger into gluttony. Greed turns honor into pride and righteous indignation into anger. Greed turns admiration into envy. Man, if it weren't for greed, things might be a lot easier. We'd have a lot fewer vices with which to struggle. With greed, we have to wrestle with, when does a good thing become too much of a good thing? I like a couple of pieces of pizza, but when does it spin into gluttony? I like a warm house that protects me from the weather and the elements, but left unchecked, my greed will cause me to spend more than I can afford. We need exercise, but too much can destroy us. Medication can be life-saving, or we can overdose on it. The internet. The internet has been used for so many good things. It's also destroyed lives. When we think about greed, we think about Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. Oh, but he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone. He was squeezing and wrenching. He was grasping and scraping and clutching and covetous. He was an old sinner. The cold within him froze his old features. He was shrewd and stingy. It left him lonely and isolated. We can see Scrooge and think about how terrible he is, just consumed by greed. Greed unchecked, it alienates us and it isolates us. Greed left unchecked, it draws us further and deeper into ourselves. It pulls us away. It pushes us away from loving God and loving neighbor. And that's where today's second scripture comes in. It's in 2 Corinthians where the Apostle Paul writes to this group of Christians in Corinth. Let's just say they're being less than faithful. In many ways, they're greedy and exploiting others. The Apostle Paul writes about finding the balance between healthy desire and pushing back against greed. He writes,
"You must decide in your heart how much to give."
So you must decide in your own heart how much to give.
"And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others."
That's the balance we're continually trying to find. That's in part our action step for this morning, to find an area to respond with generosity, to push back against greed. What does it look like to be thankful and generous? What does it look like to decide in our hearts to not give reluctantly? To not feel forced, but to be thankful, to give in a way that celebrates God's generosity in our lives. Friends, as we mature in faith, as our hearts continue to warm, our clenched fists, they begin to relax. And we start to reach out in ways that make a difference. How often have you gone or do you hear someone say that they've give or they serve or they go on a meaningful mission trip and they return saying, "You know, I think I got more out of that than I gave." It's Super Bowl Sunday today. What if we take all the Super Bowl talk? What if we take all the marketing and the advertising? What if we redeem it and turn it into faithful action? What if we use the Super Bowl language to help make a difference? It's one of the reasons why we're inviting over the month of February to bring soup in, to turn Super Bowl into soup. Herbal. We have a choice in our online giving to give towards the one thing this month. It'll go towards feeding and hunger issues. It's just one way we can act in direct opposition to greed. We can give towards hunger causes. We can help fill the little free pantry. We can take one step up toward tithing to help further the mission of Jesus through the church. Friends, we come to the table this morning thinking about and considering God's generosity in our lives. This morning we think about that contrast between God's generosity and Judas the betrayer. We're mindful of our own humanity. The kiss of Judas. Judas the betrayer, symbols of greed and desire gone amok. As hard as it is to confess, as hard as it is to repent and reorder our lives to moving forward, we come before God confessing that we fall short. And yet God pursues us. And yet God loves us. God invites us to the table to share a meal with us. I don't know, is it fair to say that maybe, just maybe, we're thankful that Judas was at the table that night? Because if Judas can eat at the table with Jesus, that means there's even room for you and me. Friends, we come to the table thinking about and considering God's ultimate generosity in our lives. It was at that table, Jesus and his closest followers, including Judas, that they were sharing the meal together, and Jesus stood up from the table and he took the bread and he blessed it. And then he broke the bread and he gave it to the disciples, saying, "You know, this is my body. Take it and eat it. And do so in remembrance of me." And then when the supper was over, Jesus took the cup and he blessed it. And he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Drink from this, each of you. This is my blood of the new covenant. It's a new holy promise. It's poured out for you and for many. And it's for the forgiveness of sin. Drink from this in remembrance of me." And so we pray. God, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we do offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving. We do offer ourselves as holy and living sacrifice. We do offer ourselves in union with Christ's offering for us. And so pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory. And until we feast at his heavenly banquet. God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, now and forever. Amen.